Right now it is time once again for Ruth Epstein to come on in and join us. It is a time for the Republican American Report, where we take a look at what's been going on and what's coming up in our area. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall.
And I just went through this with Arthur Schwartz. We don't say Happy Yom Kippur.
Cause it's correct. Not,
we just say it's Yom Kippur.
And we're just observing.
And yes, we're observing. And Arthur and Ruth don't get paid for what they do. We consider this as fun. So.
Yes.
Good morning anyway, Ruth. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
So the meeting in Falls Village has been postponed continued. This October 1st. It'll be back.
It will be back. And it's, as we've said, a controversial one. The two-hour hearing was mostly taken up by explanations of the project that is being proposed on River Road in Falls Village. It's a 16-unit housing development, and as with most of these, there are people against it, so it becomes an interesting debate. Mostly those opposed feel that something like this should be closer to the center of town, although there's not much land or property in the center of Falls Village. And they're also arguing about the incentive housing zone and whether it qualifies for that status or not. So, as we said, it's controversial and will continue. And we'll see what happens.
All right. Now, today is the 28th. The Salisbury Board of Education is meeting at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Zoom meeting, by the way. Now, in Sharon, the Historic District Commission meeting is in person. That's at 6 o'clock. Kent Center School Board of Education has a special meeting today on the approval of a new grade one teacher. That is happening today via Zoom at 6 o'clock.
Mm.
Planning and Zoning Commission in Salisbury meets tonight at 6:30.
Mm.
Pine Plains Budget Workshop meeting in person at 6:30 tonight at the Community Center. I was just amazed by how many meetings there are tonight.
Wow.
Sheffield, they have a virtual meeting to participate in that on the Conservation Commission. Just go to the town website and get the information. And finally, in Cornwall, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on Zoom tonight.
Wow. Well, take your pick.
What a day. So it's not one of those days you expect on September 28th.
Right.
You know, yeah, Monday.
Last Monday of the month is usually pretty empty.
Yeah.
The Region 1 ABC did meet this week, and most of the discussion was based on a proposal to hire a regional custodian, a substitute regional custodian. As you can imagine, with COVID, it's the jobs of keeping the schools clean and sanitized has become major. And Sam Herrick, the business manager, spoke of, first of all, the many openings in that field and the difficulty in finding people to come in and clean when somebody is out. So the ABC committee did agree to recommend to the Region 1 Board, because the Region 1 Board must approve any expenditures. That meeting will happen, I'm sure, one of these days.
You know, another interesting thing about that comes out about Region 1, and that is, once again, in Region 1, it was reported out last week by Lisa Carter, who sent a real nice memo home to everybody, if you get the email from the school, about the amount of money that Region 1 has received, more than $1 million from the coronavirus fund.
Right.
It's not to be used throughout the region. It's just Housatonic Valley
just
Regional High School.
Regional High School and People Services and Central Office, and primarily for personnel. And, she said that we're at the talk of the Northwest Corner, since I guess we got a lot more than most school district. So.
You know, I'm just going to put this administration has been very, very open and transparent so far. And you find out about these things. So, and that money can be well used because, like you just said, you're looking at, even though it's regional, people to fill in their janitorial services. We're just beginning to see what the costs are going to amount to.
And, who
knows what happens if there's a case that actually happens in the region. So it's good that. But another interesting story this weekend that came from the Republican American was that, and I expected this, that the 5th District debate has been moved to a virtual format, as the Democratic candidate, U.S. Representative Yana Hayes, tested positive for COVID.
So, in Canaan, they're starting finally, after many, many years of delay, the upgrading to the railroad crossing. That's at the center of the town next to, right between Roma and the station.
It starts today.
There will be alternate travel. There'll be a flagger there, and DOT said it would try very hard not to disrupt during the busiest hours of the day.
But yeah, I guess they're not going to have one-way traffic. In between 6 and 9, it'll be open, and between 3 and 6 in the afternoon, it'll be open.
Cornwall is also going to be doing Popple Swamp Road, so that's going to be... for the next couple of days, they're going to lift the road up so it doesn't flood as much coming out of Nash Pond. So several road closures and the detours, and so heed before you go traveling. And just a cute aside, the ever-loving frog, or turtle, however you look at it, on Route 7 in Cornwall has been redone. It's bright green and all different colors, and it's sprouting little ones as well. The Sobranek family has taken on the project, and people are loving it. It's all over social media. It's really a beacon for not just Cornwall, but in the whole region. So kind of cute. So looking ahead, Marshall, I don't see too much.
No, there's a blood drive coming up in Salisbury on Wednesday at the Congregational Church beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And with COVID-19, there is a need for blood. So that is going on this week on the 30th. What day is that? That is Wednesday, I do believe.
Yes.
That's going on. And there are other things here and there, but it's a... As it should be, except for today, it should be a quiet week.
The last week of the month is usually pretty quiet, but we're starting Monday for the end of this week starts October, so we'll be revving up by next week.
Yeah, there'll be a lot to see and do. All right, well, and one other note, and I mentioned this only because it's not in the Republican American, because it's not a Republican American story, but it is not a Connecticut story, but in Great Barrington, once again, police are investigating a case of an anti-Semitic graffiti found on the church, painted on the church as a Nazi kike. Was what was put up there. And, obviously it's Yom Kippur is today, so you obviously know it's tied in. It's just amazing the amount of unpent hate and rage there is in this country.
It's so discouraging.
Yep.
It really is.
It follows from small towns right up to big cities.
Absolutely.
Well, Ruth, I want you to have a great day and a great week.
Thank you, Marshall. We should just mention that Ken Falls State Park is now open, just so people know. Was closed all during COVID and all summer. It is now open, so people should know that.
All right.
They can come in.
But you still can't park on Route 7.
Yeah, right. Well, there's plenty of parking now in the parking lot.
I know.
So. Thank you, Marshall.
All
have
right,
a good
Ruth,
week.
Have a good week. I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find all she writes at rep-am.com and also in the newspaper.